Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
On reminding people that I had one of those Anchorman moments. See what I mean? Jay enjoys highlighting my faux pas and foibles and mistakes and miscues, but his you'll never hear. In fact, he doesn't ever make any because they never see the light of day. They somehow, remember the old phrase, hit the cutting room floor? It was about TV and film and editing actual tape, cutting it. So that it never made air. Yeah, that's Jay. His mistakes, if there were any, would never make the airwaves because he's the one pushing the buttons and he can prevent them from going over the radio.
You could argue they're not mistakes if I hit the dump in time.
Really?
Because
could you?
If I miss that, then it's a mistake.
Could you?
Like, because could it's
you?
Not a mistake. It's,
why,
it's there for my...
why bother hitting the button then if it wasn't a mistake?
Well, because there was initially, but like to be the full-on mistake, like it's saving the mistake by doing that, you know.
So it's you not, know
they're in fact negating the mistake.
You
itself.
Know. So when it becomes the unofficial start of summer, which is Memorial Day weekend, are we both? Are you working Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, me too, Avi. So when it becomes the official. Unofficial start to the summertime with Memorial Day weekend. Can we order some more candy? Because I still have a $50 gift card that was given to me by Bob for us to have show candy. And I haven't used it yet because I'm still eating the very last bit of chocolate that was sent going back. It was early April, right?
Yeah.
Or actually, was it late March?
Right around Easter. I think it was right... I think it was right before, right after. I can't.
Remember. It was definitely before Easter because it was Easter candy.
Yeah.
So that would have been the first weekend in April that was Easter because that was my birthday weekend. So that means we are just finishing up. Now, I don't know about you. Do you still have jelly beans in your bag?
No, there are not many left.
Okay.
It's pretty much gone. Yeah.
What about the other candy that you took home in your bag from the stash that was sent to us in late March?
The Twizzlers are gone.
Okay. Well, those were gone about a week after we got them. Okay. I still have a few pieces of the, it was foreign candy. It was European chocolate. I don't remember what it was.
It's good.
Right. What was the name of it? It started with an M, right?
An M, yeah. Some fancy name. Merci. Yeah. Right? Was that it, actually? Merci?
Don't know.
Might have just nailed it.
Maybe that's the only French word you know. Merci.
There's a couple.
So we are almost out. And that means once we get to Memorial Day and into the summer season, quote unquote, we're going to need some more candy. So I know you had already researched some. You better be ready because the order will need to be placed. It's Candy Warehouse. $50 at Candy Warehouse.
Like a kid in a candy store.
I mean, here I am trying to be trim and run half marathons and look nice for Bob. And Bob gives us a $50 gift card for candy.
You're going to get me sucked into Candy Warehouse websites again.
Oh, eyes up. Eyes forward.
It's already
like
up.
You're a point guard looking down the court. We're asking you, I'm pretty sure Jay and I could be an answer to this question. What other teams in pro sports have indelible chemistry? What other teams in pro sports have struck it rich when it comes to the combination of personalities and roles and, of course, winning? It's synergy. I love that word. I learned it when I was in school. Synergy, meaning that the total sum is greater than the individual parts. Now, it doesn't make math sense, but it makes people sense. It's corporate synergy. In this case, it's team synergy, which loosely translated is chemistry. We've got a couple of good answers already. Did you put the post up on Facebook? Okay. Couple of quick answers on Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as on our Facebook page. I haven't had a chance to check there yet, but I like these answers. First from Rob, the Tampa Bay Rays. Truth, the Tampa Bay Rays have found a way to be the best team through the first quarter of the Major League Baseball season, even though they have the lowest payroll in the world. They do not spend money on their roster. They never have. This is the Rays formula. Instead, they bring up homegrown talent. They have incredible scouting, and they use that scouting. They rely on that scouting to find talent that they can draft or sign to their minor league system, and then their coaches develop them to the point where they are not just viable big league players, but they fit exactly what the Rays want to do. So here are the Rays sitting on 32 wins, most in Major League Baseball. In fact, they're the only team north of 30 wins. I guess that chemistry failed them on Wednesday. No, that's not the case. But they would be sitting on 33 wins if not for a long poke by Pete.
Fairbanks holds this at the 0-1. Swing and a high fly. Deep left field. Pete Alonso has won the game. It's a three-run walk-off home run. 8-7 New York in 10 innings. Alonso rounds third. Takes the turn. The Mets waiting for him in their blue unis. The polar bear has done it tonight. 8-7 walk-off winners. What a night for the New York Mets.
Hey, thanks for coming out, guys. Let's f***ing go Mets.
Oh, what?
All right there.
All right there.
All right there.
I like how he says it and then gets a little awkward and has to cover it up with something goofy. All right there.
That was actually Steve Gelbs, the sideline reporter he was with on the field. As trying to like make it an awkward, he had a transition back to the booth, so he's like,
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, wait, yeah. Play it again. I didn't realize it was a different voice.
Hey, thanks for coming out, guys. Let's f***ing go Mets. All right, there.
Oh, it is kind of a different voice. I mean, it's pretty similar if you weren't actually paying attention. Okay, so producer Jay was watching this live. I'm going to assume that the F-bomb was not bleeped out on live TV.
Oh no, it came well into the living room.
Loud and clear?
Very loud and clear.
Did you laugh?
I was on the floor. I was laughing so hard. It was pretty cool.
The thing is, the more it happens, the more that athletes do it, the more athletes are going to do it. So networks either have to be on a 15-second or 30-second delay, and that's what we have here on the radio, or they just have to ride with it and pretend to apologize. Because if they were really sorry, they wouldn't actually carry these interviews live. But they're not so sorry. It's just one of those obligatory, oh, we apologize if you were offended.
Yeah, SNY didn't really handle it the best, I would say. They were just kind of like silent and like awkward. It wasn't like, so just kind of like weren't sure where to.
They're probably laughing like you were. Yeah, they just weren't going to indicate that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio before Pete Alonso had the chance for his three-run shot that gave the Mets an 8-7 victory over the Rays. It was Francisco Alvarez, actually, who had a three-run homer with two outs in the ninth inning. And this is a rookie catcher. I said to producer Jay, too bad that he doesn't have any quality starting pitchers in his rotation to work with, but at least he's got a bat in his hands. So, yeah, Alonso, polar bear Pete with the poke. He actually has a sinus infection. I don't know if you noticed, but his nose is all red. Poor guy. It is still yellow season in the New York Metro. So poor guy's dealing with a sinus infection and allergies. I'm not laughing because of that. Just, it's funny because these athletes are paid so, so, so much money, right? And he still, as popular and as larger than life as Pete Alonso is, he still has to deal with a sinus infection.
If I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could.
by breathing on them. Please don't do that. Yeah, it's pretty evident that this walk-off win for the Mets could not have come at a better time. At the expense of the Rays, sure, but the Mets care most about the Mets right now.
We had plenty of comeback wins last year, and every season we have some pretty awesome comeback wins. But I mean, we're a different team, and we need to establish that identity. So for us, we're just really excited that we were able to get the win.
I just, you know, for the players, I know how painful, you know, the stretch has been for them to have a moment like that. They deserve it. Takes that off of, and what, for about 12 or 14 hours. Then everybody goes and gets their 4 hours of sleep and comes back and does it again. It can. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And we're facing one of the best teams in baseball again tomorrow.
Buck Showalter saying that this could be a spark. It could be. I mean, lesser moments have sparked teams to incredible runs. But yeah, sometimes it's about the emotion. It's about watching a ball leave the yard and knowing that you still have the ability to win. And in this case, two outs in the ninth inning, they need the game-tying home run before they can even get to Pete Alonso in the 10th. But yeah, it can certainly be a confidence builder. The call on the Mets radio network with Keith Rad. Funny enough, the pitcher for the Rays who gave up the 3-run shot to Pete is also a Pete.
Just a very unfortunate time to be the lesser Pete, and we'll get back out there tomorrow and try and get him in the same spot. I went to the cage and hit some as hard as that one was hit, and you know, processed it. Now it's, you know, time to get ready for tomorrow. I was trying to get him to swing and miss.
I got you.
Yeah.
To where you wanted it to go.
I might not have been high enough since he's a big old dude, but you know, I'm trying to go up, trying to, you know, get a swing and miss and go back from there. So if he got it this time, you know, we'll move on.
At least Pete Fairbanks has maintained his sense of humor. The Yankees are going to need to maintain their sense of humor because it's kind of going from bad to worse. Now, they ended up losing in a walk-off to the Toronto Blue Jays. That happened on Wednesday night. But just as importantly, or I say just as notable, starter Domingo Germán did in fact receive the 10-game suspension for Major League Baseball and a fine because he had sticky substances on his glove and his hand and other parts of his body when he was pitching. I guess this was Tuesday, right? Right. So today was Wednesday. He got ejected Tuesday. Now here's the part that is kind of suspicious. Well, and also not super smart. The same umpiring crew that was in place for his last start was actually the crew that was working this game on Tuesday. They checked him and gave him the evil eye in the eyeballs and gave him a warning in the last game that he pitched, again, with this crew. And yet, somehow he didn't learn his lesson? I don't know. It was evident. It was evident. You could see it. The discoloration. But the umpire, James Hoy, told the pool reporters on Tuesday night something similar to what we heard about Max Scherzer going back, what was it, a month ago or so? The pool reporter who talked to Tim got this quote. Who talked to James got this quote. The instant I looked at his hand, it was extremely shiny and extremely sticky. It's the stickiest hand I've ever felt. Oh, dear. My fingers had a hard time coming off his palm. Now, Germán gave the same answer that Max Scherzer did. It's just rosin. It's just rosin.
It was clumpy.
It was clumpy rosin. It was clumpy rosin and sweat. So maybe there's something in the rosin then that makes it even stickier. Or here's a thought. I'm just saying is all. It may be rosin and sweat, but what if you touch a bat that has pine tar on it? What if you give a high five or get a high five, give one, get one. What if you get a high five from a teammate who's got pine tar in his hands? Oh, well, I didn't actually grab any sticky substance, but whoopsie, just happened to be on my teammate's hands. Or hat. How often do you see a hat that has the discoloration? All kinds of ways to, whoopsie, it was just natural transfer. But yeah, the discoloration was there. You could see it with Domingo Germán. So through a translator on Wednesday, he kind of says he's confused and what are the rules exactly?
I don't want this to happen again, you know. And, you know, I follow the instructions. I'm not using it enough. Now I use it too much. And there was a problem because it was too much on my hand.
I think they've all experienced this enough and what it is to be a pitcher and, you know, what the differences are. So the reality is we should all have a very good idea what the line is. And apparently Domingo crossed it tonight.
So that was Aaron Boone. And I do appreciate him not passing the buck or excusing her pitcher, his pitcher. I'm sorry. I don't even know where that came from. I'm sorry, Aaron. Not E-R-I-N-A-A-R-O-N. Maybe because I was going to say Herman, and then I said her pitcher.
Yeah.
I appreciate that Aaron does not excuse Herman. Oh, that's where it came from, because I was going to say Herman, and then I said I went pitcher, his pitcher, and then it came out her pitcher. It all makes sense in my spaghetti plate brain.
It's right in front of us.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Aaron Boone, that you're on my star. Star. No, I can't. I can't say anything right now.
Totally fine.
No, it's not. That's mean. Stop it. Aaron Rodgers does not make me feel better, Producer Jay. Knock it off. Are you still looking at Candy Warehouse in there?
I mean, it's up, so I'm not looking at it at the moment, but it is not going. I'm not closing the page.
The website's still open.
Yes. You should see the categories.
No, we're talking about Domingo Germán, her pitcher.
I have it here. I wasn't looking at it, but now I am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least it opens up a spot for Luis Severino, because that might be the answer for the Yankees. He hasn't pitched in quite a while. Maybe he's ready to go. Yeah, supposed to take the spot for Domingo on Sunday. Severino's been dealing with a lat issue. I love that word. It's a lat. It's a lat. Would you rather have a lat or a groin? It's a groin. Ooh. Or a hammy. Would you rather have a lat or a hammy or a groin? Or a glute.
Probably a lat.
You'd rather have a lat.
It sounds like a dairy product or something.
All right.
A cow will be out with like a lat, injured lat.
You know how we got onto this, like into the baseball category, is because I initially started out with the Tampa Bay Rays as an answer to our show question. And over the course of the entire segment, I got seamlessly from one topic to another, including her pitcher, from the Tampa Bay Rays. And it went Rays to losing in extra innings to the Mets not having any starting pitching, to the Yankees losing a starting pitcher to a suspension, to lats for Luis Severino.
My effort level was outstanding.
It all makes sense in my brain. I hope you're able to follow along. I like that answer from Rob. Thank you, Rob. Also got an answer from, I don't know who, Leaf Viking. I'm going to assume that's not his real name. The Sacramento Kings, they right now are showing the chemistry. They're developing the chemistry that we can see that's palpable with the Miami Heat. I like that. So the Kings in basketball, the Rays in baseball, who else? What other teams in pro sports have the type of chemistry that actually gives them an edge? It actually gives them an advantage. Those are a couple of answers from Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got some answers on our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, coming up, what do I feel like doing? I've got a few things. Actually, back of the hour, you're going to hear some, I think, very smart and pointed advice for Ja Morant, who we hear is facing an extended suspension to start next season. But two veterans, well-respected voices in the sports industry, they've got great advice for Ja. I wish he didn't need it again, but they do. So you'll hear that bottom of the hour following the update. Straight ahead, though, Daryl Morey explains the firing of Doc Rivers and how much were the stars involved, and will they have any impact on the new coaching search? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Attention listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for, oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hey, Doc, are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah, I think I got 2 years left. So,
given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last 2 or 3 days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, you know, and I get that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Doc Rivers may have seen the writing on the wall the same as the rest of us, or at least many people, in the wake of the Sixers dropping another heartbreaker in the second round, this time in a game 7, and doing it when they had 2 chances to close out the Celtics. He gets fired on Tuesday, and around the league, coaches like Eric Spoelstra reacting to the number of veteran coaches, championship coaches, of which Doc Rivers is one. Mike Budenholzer is another. I know Monty Williams hasn't won a title, but they at least improved in Phoenix every year that he was there. Nick Nurse, also fired this year. You could go on and on. Mike D'Antoni, he's available too. It's been a few years for him. But the run of veteran coaches that have just been fired, these days it's almost as if you don't win a championship, well, you're expendable. Daryl Morey is the president of basketball ops for these Philadelphia 76ers. And he had both the positive and the negative to share as part of his exit interview. On Wednesday, he was asked about firing Doc Rivers and why make that move.
My job to evaluate everything. And we felt like that was the best move for helping us get to our goals going forward. It was carefully thought out, and I recommended it to ownership, and they accepted it.
Doc Rivers becomes the fall guy. He's not the only reason. Maybe he's not the reason at all, but he wasn't the solution in the eyes of the Philadelphia 76ers. And as it turns out, Daryl Morey also had to explain it to his MVP, Joel Embiid.
They had a strong relationship. I mean, they're, you know, I have to make tough calls all the time with trades. You know, Joel was disappointed in, some of it was he didn't know the player we were getting in the trade who ended up helping us, but he was disappointed in the players that went out. I think it's natural to
be very close with the people in the locker room. He was very close with Coach Rivers. And, yeah, he was shocked about the change. And, you know, and it's my job to help convince him that the new coach is someone that he'll have a great relationship with as well.
Interesting to hear that. Joel Embiid. Now, this is the word. It's the verb that Daryl Morey chooses, that Joel was shocked by the move, by the firing of Doc. If that's the case, the Sixers locker room is much more insulated than I would have expected, because whether or not Joel listens to sports media, radio, TV, whether or not he hears from other players, they speculate about coaches getting fired, I would think at some point. I mean, that's got to happen in most industries, right? I know it happens in my industry. When there are layoffs coming or there are financial changes, there's always questions about who's going to get let go, who's potentially going to get fired. So whether or not Joel had heard the suggestion from external sources, it kind of surprises me. Maybe he did consider it, but thought the Sixers wouldn't go that route. Now, once again, here's the evidence for Doc keeping his job. I know, again, they lost in the second round, but they had 54 wins, the most for the franchise going back to the turn of the century. They were one of only three teams in the entire NBA who were in the top 10 rankings in both offensive and defensive efficiency. They had the MVP of the league. They had the third best record in the NBA. Or I don't remember if their record was better than the Nuggets. Maybe not exactly. But they were third in the East only because the Bucks and the Celtics set some kind of meteoric pace this year. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons that Doc Rivers has set this kind of track record of success, and a lot of reasons that you could make to keep him or you could use to keep him. But Morey says, yeah, ultimately, it comes down to we need to bust through and get farther. We need to get past the second round. We need to take advantage of not only the players that we have, but the opportunities when they're in front of us. Though he tries to take the positive too. Hey, we're so much better off than we were.
I don't accept that we haven't advanced. I do think we're a much better team than we were the prior year or the year before that. We've set sort of a arbitrary line that I understand. I'm not like rejecting that. That's obviously, to win the championship, you have to make it farther than the second round. So I understand the math of that. Maxey taking big steps forward. Joel progressing to the MVP. I think James Harden is better than the second best player we've had. This year, we lost to a heck of a team, than the Boston Celtics, who have a very good chance to go on to win the championship. So I like, progress is there, in my opinion. And if we, I promise you, next year, if we make the conference finals but fall short, Howard or others will be writing how we just have never made the finals. And so look, our goal is to win the championship. It's not to make the second round or third round. So I would understand that as well.
Well, that's the case. And you can say we're in a much better place. Then why does Doc get fired? That's the hard part. If you believe the franchise is better now than it was a year ago, and certainly better now than it was when Doc was hired, then what? Then why? That's the question. And get this. I told you this was going to happen. They were going to consider guys like Monty Williams and Mike Budenholzer. But also, this was a name that I hadn't heard before. Kelvin Sampson interviewed for the Bucks job, right? So now you've got this college guy in the mix. The reason I bring this up with the Sixers is because I believe that if one NBA team is interested, and he does have NBA experience, if one NBA team is interested and thinks he might be available, then you would expect that other teams would consider interviewing Kelvin too. So initially, Kelvin's met with the Bucks, And remember, he was with the Bucks as an assistant coach going back. I guess it was before he went to the University of Houston. So it would have been, oh, gosh, maybe not quite 10 years ago, but 8 years ago, maybe. So he's got NBA experience and certainly knows the NBA circles. And I wonder if, as I say, other teams think he's available and can be pried away from Houston, from Houston, Texas, that he will potentially get other interviews too. All right, you're answering our question on Twitter and Facebook. Across the board in sports, what other teams show the winning chemistry? They've captured that chemistry in their locker room or their clubhouse the way the Heat have, and it actually turns into an advantage for them. Got some great responses already on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and on our Facebook page. And Marco Belletti is here in studio. I'm not going to say anything else because I want his answer to come first.
I'll give you three. I'll give you one from different sports.
Okay.
Basketball, I'll give you the Warriors, which is pretty obvious.
Yes.
For obvious
Except
reasons.
For when one teammate's punching another. But yes.
Fair. That's what you get with Draymond Green, though. Football, I'll give you the Chiefs. Again,
so good.
I'm not breaking ground here with any of this stuff. And in baseball, the Astros. Because what they've been able to do with their core, but still rearranging pieces around their core to be consistently one of the best teams and obviously winning a couple of World Series over the last, I guess, 6-7 years, it's impressive.
Isn't that exactly what the Chiefs have done? And the Warriors, to come to think of it.
Right. And the Warriors, it's been that nucleus. And then, you know, whether it's KD added in and then taking KD out and, you know, the Jordan Pools and different pieces along the way and Iguodala going to the bench and not being really part of the run the last couple of years. Yeah. And the Chiefs, again, they're when you got Patrick Mahomes and you got Andy Reid, you got a hell of a start. And then on top of it, you throw in Travis Kelce. And again, they've gone through a lot of different changes. Their wide receiving core was basically entirely different this year and still able to not only get back, but win another Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, the core is there and then they move pieces around it. But it starts for them, of course, Mahomes, Kelce, and Reid. The Warriors, everything starts with Thompson and Curry and Green. And don't forget Steve Kerr.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Those are three great answers from three different sports. We're seeing some of your unique answers as well.
It's
like
unique.
It. Producer Jay is retweeting them from our show account. And then on Facebook, you can go and you can be part of the conversation. Super cool. Like this question. Miami always has an answer in part because of their chemistry and their confidence and their culture. Who else out there reminds you of what the Heat have done with this formula? Straight ahead, advice for Ja Morant, and I think advice that he should listen to.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Obviously, you know, super excited to be back with my teammates. You know, that's, you know, the main thing right now. So right now for me, it's just, you know, keeping the main thing, and continuing to, you know, go through my process of, you know, becoming, you know, a better me.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ja Morant already went through a major separation from his team. He already went through what was essentially a 2-week hiatus with what turned into an 8-game suspension. He was away getting some counseling for his mental health. Jay, if you have any other of those Ja reflections on what happened while he was gone, he's indicated, or he did indicate at the end of the run by the Grizzlies, and it was a wah, wah, wah run, that he wanted to work on his leadership, and that was one area that he felt as though he had to step up. But he talked about his mental health and how the counseling provided him options and ways, methods to deal with stress. That's what he pointed to, is stress. He, at the time, took responsibility. Now, it was delayed, but he did take responsibility for the video on Instagram Live in Denver that showed him waving a gun around in a nightclub. Now, this was on an NBA business trip, if you will, a road trip with the Grizzlies, meaning this happened during one of their trips, so it's under NBA jurisdiction. Now, ultimately, he was not charged with anything. because there was no evidence that the gun was his. And so not only did he get away with no legal challenges, but the NBA went fairly light on him, and he was away from the team anyway. Fast forward to a couple days after the Grizzlies are done, there's now another video of Ja Morant in the driver's seat of a car. I'm sorry, I take that back, my fault. The video is shot from the driver's seat of a car. He's in the passenger seat, and while it's a grainy video, once again, it's on his friend's Instagram Live, and it sure the heck looks like Ja waving another gun. Now, here's the thing. They were in Nashville, I believe, or near Nashville, in Tennessee. There are no laws against them having the gun in the car. Okay, so different laws in different states. There are no state laws that prohibit a gun in a vehicle. Okay, and there's no way to know if it was loaded. There's no way to know whose gun it was, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so he's not going to be charged with anything. At least it doesn't appear so, according to Tennessee state laws. But the NBA, reportedly, Adam Silver is furious. And Adam Silver himself told Malika Andrews on ESPN he was shocked when he saw this video. Why? Because Ja sat down and spoke with him in person, and he felt like Ja Morant was genuine. All right, so I wanted to bring back some of the Reggie Miller conversation with Dan Patrick, former colleague of mine, obviously has the Dan Patrick radio show, very popular. Reggie Miller appeared on his show before doing the Wednesday night game on TNT with Kevin Harlan. And he gave some great advice to Ja Morant. But first, I want you to hear why Reggie believes that the commissioner will come down heavy on Ja the second time. He thinks the commissioner is going to feel like he was duped. He was embarrassed by Ja, and so he won't have it happen again.
We had a face-to-face. Yeah. We sat down and we locked eyes, and I felt that we were on the same page because the commissioner only wants success for the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja, and he felt the words coming out of Ja's mouth, and he believed him. And the old phrase, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. That's how the commissioner feels, and he feels embarrassed. That's why it'll probably be a heavy suspension coming the start of next season.
How often do we hear from Roger Goodell that when an NFL player is cooperative in an investigation, it'll go well with you? But if you're a repeat offender, after you tell the commissioner that you're not going to do this again, that this was not who you are, I'm going to make amends, if you give me another chance, I'm going to change my ways, and then you become a repeat offender, the commissioner's ticked. And that's how Adam Silver is going to react, not only because he had a face-to-face with Ja, but because he stumped for Ja. He stood up for Ja. No, we don't condone this behavior, but we're going to give you another chance. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Love this advice from Reggie Miller to Ja Morant on the Dan Patrick Show.
I want you to look at your inner circle, and I want you to write a list down of all your boys, all your homies, right? And I want to look at them all, and I want you to burn it up right now. You've got a clean house, young man. And look, the people that he has surrounded himself with, and some of this could be family involved as well. You've got to look at the whole picture, my friend, and what you have and what you can achieve, and right now what's being taken away from you. Which life do you want to live?
Reggie Miller does not beat around the bush. Write a list of all your boys, all your homies, your crew. Write them down. It may be family as well. Write them down and cut them out of your life, at least for now. Doesn't mean forever, but it means for now. Because they don't have your best interests at heart. They don't seem to care what you have to lose, which ironically may mean they also have to lose. A lot of times when a young athlete is making a lot of money, there are people who hang around because they get a free ride or they get free stuff. They're freeloaders. Ja doesn't need that either. But they need to have his best interests at heart. he's got so much to lose. And that doesn't appear to be the case, at least with some of his friends. One more from Reggie Miller. Take accountability. Ja, you are accountable.
There's cautionary tales all throughout this league. There really is. You know, I can give you a handful of guys that I've played with or you've seen on other teams that have gone down this route. Where are they today? Ja Morant, before all this, was being painted as one of the faces of the new league,
yeah,
of these new up-and-coming young players. And now he's being vilified to his own doing. You're right. This is not us catching him doing something. This is him doing it on his own phone. Mm. He's self-induced all this.
I appreciate the we'll call it righteous anger there from Reggie Miller. And I felt the same way when I was speaking to you on Monday morning. Are you kidding me, Ja? Of all the mistakes that you can make, of all the bad choices you can make, how do you make this one again? How do you decide to do this again? Maybe there, and I do not know this, okay? Hear me. I do not know this. Maybe there is alcohol involved again. Okay, so maybe that's a challenge for Ja. Because I can't imagine if you're sober, you make the same choice again. You almost hope that he was not sober and in his right mind, except you don't, because that's another problem in and of itself if there's an alcohol issue or there's a substance issue. So I don't actually hope that for him. I just don't think being completely sober and in your right mind, you could possibly make this choice again. I just appreciate what Reggie Miller is saying. Pay attention. The road to NBA stardom, the road to the NBA as a source of income and revenue that sets you up for life, is littered with people who could serve as a cautionary tale for Ja. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.